The World Cup final in 2014 and the opening and closing ceremonies for the Olympics in 2016 will all be held at one stadium. It's the Maracanã Stadium in Rio de Janeiro. And why not? Few cities have a more glamorous image than Rio. There's just one not-so-little problem. The shantytowns of Rio are hotbeds of poverty, drug trafficking, and violence. So Brazilian police are taking over the city's notorious slums. They're paying special attention to the criminals in the slums near Maracanã. Paulo Cabral is the BBC's Brazil correspondent. Just how are police taking over the slums?
To reclaim these territories, the police goes up with its elite troop. It's called BOPI, and it's quite feared by the criminals. They're tough, you know, well known for their black uniforms and their symbol of a skull with a knife stuck on it. But they did manage to take over the Mangueira Hill without firing a single shot. Actually, the authorities had, as they usually do, pre-announced the raid, so they do allow for time for the drug barons to leave the slums rather than confronting them in densely populated areas.
So what is the idea behind these raids? Is it to get rid of any kind of lower-income community, or is it simply to rid each of these favelas or slums of organized crime?
In this case, it's certainly just getting rid of the organized crime in the slums. They have been dominated by drug dealers for decades. I mean, these areas have been completely abandoned by Brazil, by the government, for years and years. And, of course, what the government is trying now, their first steps is to reclaim these areas back to the authorities of the state.
Sure, but then where are the drug traffickers going?
Well, they're going to other favelas, of course. This is a big of a problem, and this is the main critic to this government scheme. The 18 favelas that have been tackled so far are all of them in the richer parts of Rio de Janeiro. Unlike other cities in Rio, poverty is just amidst the rich neighborhoods. It's not only the suburbs. But, of course, the favelas that have been tackled are exactly the ones that are in the middle of the middle class and of the richer people. If you go to the suburbs of Rio, there are still hundreds and hundreds of favelas where organized crime can go on operating. Of course, the government says they are weakening the criminals, but we see they still also gaining strength in Rio de Janeiro.
I wonder when the drug traffickers and dealers leave, if the people in the favelas who are still there, number one, will be allowed to stay, and number two, are able to strengthen their community and somehow give them more of a bulwark against any of the drug traffickers coming back.
Until the 1980s, 1990s, people would talk openly about removing favelas from here or from there. But this is a highly sensitive issue nowadays. I don't think any government would admit any intention of removing the favelas, except those that are in areas considered to be of high risk. However, what might happen and what's likely to happen, and we've seen that already, is that real estate becomes extremely expensive, and so some of the poorer of the poor end up having to leave these areas and go into living in poorer areas of Rio, in areas far to the suburbs, because they just can't afford to live in their communities anymore. So it's a bit of a delicate issue, and it's not a simple answer. There is no political climate to really say, let's get these people out of these places. But certainly, once real estate gets more expensive in these areas, they end up being expelled by economic reasons.
All right. Thank you very much. The BBC's Paulo Cabral in Brazil. Thank you again.
Okay. Cheers. Thank you. Bye.